Authorities in Kuwait say the suspect is a 25-year-old man who works for Kuwait's Department of Social Affairs. Thursday, the Kuwaiti Interior Ministry identified the man as Sami Omotari and said he confessed to shooting the two Americans as they drove their vehicle near Camp Doha. One American was killed and the other was seriously wounded. Kuwaiti authorities say the weapon used in the attack was discovered hidden where Mr. Matari works. A statement released by the Interior Ministry said Mr. Matari acknowledged following the ideals of Osama bin Laden's Al-Qaeda terror network. The two Americans, both contractors working for the U.S. military, were shot Tuesday in a hail of gunfire as they were driving near the Camp Doha military base, where as many as 10,000 U.S. troops are stationed. Mr. Matari was arrested Wednesday after crossing the border from Kuwait into Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia on Thursday extradited him to Kuwait. Kuwaiti authorities say they are attempting to determine if he has ties to any larger organization. Greg Lamont, VOA News, Cairo.